上海市2016届各区高三英语二模试卷汇编。一，虹口区2016年高三英语二模试卷。1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. We're running out of time. It's 12 o'clock.
Don't worry. The film will start in 45 minutes.
Question. When will the film probably start? 2. There's a new exhibition of Indian art Sunday afternoon. Want to go with me?
I'd love to, but my best friend is getting married, and I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Question. What is the man going to do on Sunday afternoon?
3. Will Mrs. Johnson be here tomorrow for the meeting?
Probably not. She called this afternoon to put off the meeting a few days. She is busy this whole week.
Question.When will the meeting probably be held?
4. How about having another cup of tea?
I've had enough, thank you. The service is slow and the tea is too weak.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place? 5.Can you turn off the lights in the kitchen? We are paying too much for the electricity.
Really? I never realized that.
Question. What is the woman complaining about?
6. You should have set aside more time to play with our kids.
I know, but I've really been too busy recently.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?7. Have you seen the play performed by our English department?
Seen it? In fact, I played the leading role in it.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. Thanks for reviewing my paper. What do you think of it?
Well, I don't think it needs any major corrections.
Question. What is the woman's opinion on the paper?
9. I'll send Mary a postcard from Germany when I go there on my vacation.
I'm sure she'll be very glad to get it. She has a collection of postcards from different countries.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation?
10. Finally, I've got the chance to put on my new suit tonight. I hope to make a good impression on your family.
Come on, it's only a family reunion, so jeans and t-shirts are just fine.
Question. What does the woman mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice.But the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
One day, I was walking down Jackson Street to catch the bus when several tough guys jumped out and robbed me.They beat me, took all my money, and left me by the roadside to die. Not long after, a man in my neighborhood passed by. He saw me and said, "I'll get some help." He left and never came back. A few hours later, a second man passed by. I knew he was going to help me because we went to the same church, but he acted as if he didn't know me and left. It was almost dark when a third man came by. I didn't know him. I thought he was from the countryside because he dressed differently. I didn't think he was going to help me, but he saw me and felt sorry for me. He called the police and then stayed with me, waiting for the ambulance. The next day, the doctor said to me, "It's a good thing that man helped you. You were dying." Who was he? A friend? I thought for a minute and answered, "Yes, he was."
Now listen again, please.
One day, I was walking down Jackson Street to catch the bus when several tough guys jumped out and robbed me. They beat me, took all my money, and left me by the roadside to die. Not long after, a man in my neighborhood passed by. He saw me and said, "I'll get some help." He left and never came back. A few hours later, a second man passed by. I knew he was going to help me because we went to the same church, but he acted as if he didn't know me and left. It was almost dark when a third man came by. I didn't know him. I thought he was from the countryside because he dressed differently. I didn't think he was going to help me, but he saw me and felt sorry for me. He called the police and then stayed with me, waiting for the ambulance. The next day, the doctor said to me, "It's a good thing that man helped you. You were dying." Who was he? A friend? I thought for a minute and answered, "Yes, he was."
Questions. 11. What happened when the man was walking down the street?
Twelve. Who helped the man when he was lying by the roadside?
13. What lesson might the man learn from the incident?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Many people catch a cold in the springtime or fall. It makes us wonder if scientists can send a man to the moon. Why can't they find a cure for the common cold? The answer is easy. There are actually hundreds of kinds of cold viruses out there. You never know which one you will get, so there isn't a cure for each one. When a virus attacks your body works hard to get rid of it. Blood rushes to your nose and causes a block in it. You feel terrible because you can't breathe well, but your body is actually eating the virus. Your temperature rises and you get a fever, but the heat of your body is killing the virus. You also have a runny nose to stop the virus from getting into your cells. You may feel miserable, but actually, your wonderful body is doing everything it can to kill the cold. There are different ways to treat colds in different cultures. In the United States and some other countries, for example, people might eat chicken soup to feel better. Some people take hot baths and drink warm liquids. Other people take medicines to relieve various symptoms of colds. There was one interesting thing to note. Some scientists say taking medicines when you have a cold is actually bad for you. The virus stays in you longer because your body doesn't develop a way to fight it and kill it.
Now listen again, please.
Many people catch a cold in the springtime or fall. It makes us wonder if scientists can send a man to the moon. Why can't they find a cure for the common cold? The answer is easy. There are actually hundreds of kinds of cold viruses out there. You never know which one you will get, so there isn't a cure for each one. When a virus attacks your body works hard to get rid of it. Blood rushes to your nose and causes a block in it. You feel terrible because you can't breathe well, but your body is actually eating the virus. Your temperature rises and you get a fever, but the heat of your body is killing the virus. You also have a runny nose to stop the virus from getting into your cells. You may feel miserable, but actually, your wonderful body is doing everything it can to kill the cold. There are different ways to treat colds in different cultures. In the United States and some other countries, for example, people might eat chicken soup to feel better. Some people take hot baths and drink warm liquids. Other people take medicines to relieve various symptoms of colds. There was one interesting thing to note. Some scientists say taking medicines when you have a cold is actually bad for you. The virus stays in you longer because your body doesn't develop a way to fight it and kill it.
Questions. 14. According to the passage, why haven't scientists found a cure for the common cold?
Fifteen. What does the speaker say about the symptoms of the common cold?
16. What do some scientists say about taking medicines for the common cold according to the passage?
17. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer. Freedom Travel Service, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for a return ticket. I want to leave on the 23rd of July.
Okay, where are you going?
Well, I'm flying to London.
Okay, let me check. And when will you return?
Well, I will be back on the 29th. Oh, and I'd like the cheapest flight available.
Okay, let me see. Well, you can get a half-price ticket if you return the day before.
Woo! That will be on July 28th. Let's go with the cheaper flight. By the way, how much is it?
It's only $980.
All right. Well, let's go with that.
Okay. That's flight 1070 from New York, Kennedy Airport to London.
All right. And I'd like to request a seat by the window.
Sure, no problem.
Now listen again, please.
Freedom Travel Service, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for a return ticket. I want to leave on the 23rd of July.
Okay, where are you going?
Well, I'm flying to London.
Okay, let me check. And when will you return?
Well, I will be back on the 29th. Oh, and I'd like the cheapest flight available.
Okay, let me see. Well, you can get a half-price ticket if you return the day before.
Woo! That will be on July 28th. Let's go with the cheaper flight. By the way, how much is it?
It's only $980.
All right. Well, let's go with that.
Okay. That's flight 1070 from New York, Kennedy Airport to London.
All right. And I'd like to request a seat by the window.
Sure, no problem.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer. Hello, everybody. Today's activities start at 10 o'clock. All the new students will gather in the main hall to meet the head of the school and the rest of the staff.
Where is the main hall?
I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
Right. The head will give us a welcoming speech, and then the director of studies will talk about the courses and their related requirements.
What do we do after that?
Let me finish. The student advisor will tell you about the various services and activities we offer to students. Any questions?
So all of this is in the main hall?
That's right. And then you'll go next door to classroom 5 at 11 o'clock.
What happens there?
You'll have a test.
Test? I don't like the sound of that. What sort of test?
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. It's just an English test to help us find your level of English so that we can put you in the right class. It won't last long.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, everybody. Today's activities start at 10 o'clock. All the new students will gather in the main hall to meet the head of the school and the rest of the staff.
Where is the main hall?
I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
Right. The head will give us a welcoming speech, and then the director of studies will talk about the courses and their related requirements.
What do we do after that?
Let me finish. The student advisor will tell you about the various services and activities we offer to students. Any questions?
So all of this is in the main hall?
That's right. And then you'll go next door to classroom 5 at 11 o'clock.
What happens there?
You'll have a test.
Test? I don't like the sound of that. What sort of test?
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. It's just an English test to help us find your level of English so that we can put you in the right class. It won't last long. That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。